Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now, from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest here on this Monday. It's Vinny at Handy, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's on his way to one winning drive. We'll hear from him coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. John Harbaugh talking to the media last week about various subjects relating to his team, expected to be one of the best teams in the NFL, the favorites right now to win the AFC North, and rightfully so, with all due respect to Aaron Rodgers signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But Rashad Bateman got himself a contract extension, which we talked about last week. As it happened, he even met with the media, Bateman did, to discuss said extension. Well, here's the head coach talking about that feel-good story.
Well, it means a lot, you know, and he's him and Zay, I think both have done so well as drafted wide receivers here. First round picks, to see those guys be successful, to see Rashad be successful. I love him, always have from day one. I think he's always been so determined. He just wants so badly to be great. And to watch him grow these last couple of years the way he has to where he's at now, and I really believe where he's going to go, just looking for him to continue to just like a rocket ship, man, take off.
Breakout season, 2024, 17 games, 45 catches, almost 756 in the yardage, 16.8 per catch, 9 touchdowns, balled out, as the young kids say, in the playoffs. But, Nolan, we heard all that hyperbole there, and I'm not saying that John Harbaugh's disingenuous with his praise of his young standout receiver, but news came out earlier today that the Ravens, they could have been on the trade talk ship if a right deal would have been reached. It wasn't. It's all a moot point now. But, you know, there was an opportunity for Rashad Bateman to pursue employment elsewhere this offseason.
Right. And what it does sound like is that it was Bateman's side going to the Ravens that maybe initiated that trade kind of stuff happening. Not outwardly saying, hey, I'm unhappy here, trade me, but they'd like to talk about a new deal. You know, what do you think he's worth, that sort of thing. And I think the Ravens probably countered by saying, well, hey, go find out for yourself. Maybe they didn't expect there to be that much interest as there was. But to me, that would be, I don't know, like, what were you expecting by giving him permission to seek a trade? He's on an extremely cheap deal, which didn't end after last year. It still had two more years on it at an insanely cheap price. I mean, the one he just signed last week was still cheap. The one before that was like bargain bin cheapness. So how could you blame a Dallas Cowboys, for example, because they were the one from a month ago that were apparently in on him before they landed Pickens? How could you expect a team not to be interested in that for that asking price? I mean, you just don't get your hands on a quality receiver for that kind of money.
And there was a miscalculation in his representation right? Last year when he signed the cheaper deal, because he wasn't even eligible to have his fifth-year option picked up because he didn't accrue enough time. And
wasn't there for the start, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, so, I don't know if he changed agents since then.
Right. But they screwed up at the time, but he got himself the deal. And you mentioned Dallas. Apparently Green Bay was interested, New England, among others. When you look, Bateman kind of gets lost in the shuffle of the Zay, of the Andrews, and how likely he's a rising up the board tight end. You tend to forget that Bateman is a guy and was a guy. And you can make a case that down the stretch for them, Nolan, arguably their second top receiver. I mean, he scored in the playoffs against Buffalo. I mean, because Zay was banged up with the knee. I mean, when Flowers went out, you figured, oh, my God, this is going to adversely affect Baltimore. Not to say it didn't, but Bateman seemed like he was way more than up to the challenge to fill those shoes, for sure.
And there's still some games here and there where, you know, he was nowhere to be found, or maybe just one or two targets coming his way. But just overall, much more involved last year in a way that I didn't really think we were going to see with him during his tenure here. I certainly didn't think he'd get anywhere close to 9 touchdowns in one season. So that alone, I mean, anything he's given you in terms of yards, that's great. I just think there's so many mouths to feed here that I'm not really concerned about the yards aspect of it. Health is the biggest thing for me. And red zone threat, deep threat, stuff like that. I mean, what can he bring that others aren't already adding to this offense?
Now, as we hear from John Harbaugh a little bit more, we'll move to the defense. Our Darius Washington, the Achilles injury, which probably cost him the entirety of this upcoming season. Now there's opportunities. Sanusi Kane and Bo Braid, former Terp, they're up there in the mix. And how they fitting in right now, John?
Yeah, I envision those guys stepping up. I mean, they have to, you know, and they have in training camps or in OTA so far, heading into the minicamp. They're going to have to prove it. They're going to have to earn it. And there's always a possibility of bringing someone in. I mean, that's what we do, you know, so we'll see where that goes. But I think those guys are doing a great job.
I don't know, Nolan. I could see a veteran safety being brought in at some point in time, with all due respect to the two that we just talked about. You know, hopefully one does rise to the occasion. And Bo Braid was undrafted, let's not forget, out of the University of Maryland last year. But I could see some veteran safety assistance possibly becoming a reality, because as we've seen for years with the Ravens secondary, I mean, they're kind of snake bit when it comes to the injury bug here.
Right. That's the biggest part, is that, you know, Ardarius isn't going to be the only one to go down in the secondary this year. So just from that standpoint alone, you need to bolster yourself a little bit. But just look at where they were last year. You're banking on a return to form for Marcus Williams. You knew you had Kyle Hamilton. I guess you knew you had Ardarius Washington somewhat in the mix. You didn't know how good he was going to be, but he was there. But they still felt it necessary to go sign a veteran in Eddie Jackson. Now, that didn't pan out all that well.
It did not.
Didn't pan out well at all. But they still made that veteran move. So if they don't make any outside additions at safety, you know, around training camp time, somebody's a cap casualty a little bit later, that would stun me quite a bit.
Now, in regards to Lamar Jackson not being present in OTAs last week, again, things get underway in about 20 minutes. One winning drive. Remember, next week's mandatory minicamp. He'll be there. But, John Harbaugh, any issue with Lamar not at week two?
Yeah, I'm not taking any position on it, judging it, whatever. Lamar, the day he was out here, played great. I could see he was in great shape. Threw the ball great, made the reads, knew the offense excellent, in an excellent kind of way. I thought he was fantastic. And when he comes back and practices, when that happens, I expect him to play at that level. That's what you measure. You measure, for any player, it's how they play. I'm not measuring, you know, really the attendance. I mean, it's a voluntary camp, you know, so I'm not measuring that. I mean, I love being out here, and I think all the players do. And when Lamar's out here, I promise you, he loves being out here.
All right. And I don't disagree with that, and I'm not saying that you're full of crap there, but I would think deep down inside, to some level, Nolan, John Harbaugh's not cool with Lamar showing up to just one practice so far of the OTAs. And if recent history is any indication, he probably won't be there till next week. Personally, Bob Haney, I don't care. Does Nolan McGraw have an issue with this? But I think John Harbaugh might go home and go, You know what I mean?
No, I mean, it's the coach's perspective.
Sure.
And
loves being there.
I think when he says, it's not just a Lamar thing, it's an every player thing, whether it's the guy showing up week one, remember when the whole team was there and people said, what does it mean to have Lamar and other leaders here? And he said, well, it's not just Lamar, it's everyone. Everyone's here, and that's why it's good. And then when they're not there, it's not just Lamar, there's other guys. So at least he's being consistent in that regard. And you're right, it doesn't matter. It's just one of these things where we have nothing else to talk about this time of year. However, I would echo what I said at the start of week two, which was, all right, you guys were puffing your chest out saying the reason all the vets are here is because we're unified in our approach. We all want to win the Super Bowl. Everyone's close-knit. Everyone wants to be here from the jump, but it's only for 1 week. I mean, you basically contradicted your message there. But at the end of the day, it's not life or death.
No doubt. I don't know. That's why I'm asking aloud. Does Lamar convey to whomever that he ain't coming?
I would assume so. It's not like they're a surprise thing.
Right.
I'm sure they were aware.
Where he just posts and everyone's, shocked. Because when he does show up, one of the first videos they usually send out on their Twitter feed is Lamar Jackson running onto the practice field.
Mm-hmm.
So, needless to say, in about 15 minutes, I'll be looking at that thing to see if he's out there. We'll come back. Let's count some early money, hopefully, with buy or sell. Steve Molesky will talk Orioles after a 4-2 road trip that feels disappointing all of a sudden. And we'll explain why. And then look ahead to the Tigers coming up here. 3 games starting tomorrow. We'll get to the other sports news of the day. Got NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. Got the American League East report at 1:15. Don't look now. Tampa Bay Rays are on fire. So are the Blue Jays. Only team who isn't. Well, the Orioles kind of were until they weren't. And then Sean Devaney. Talk about the NBA Finals now tied at a game of pieces. Former Terp had a lot to do with OKC evening the series.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Finney and Haney, 1057 The Fan.
Finney and Haney, 1057 The Fan, here on this Monday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's on his way out to one winning drive. Should be pulling into the parking lot of the castle as we speak. We got a lot to get to in the world of sports. Steve Molesky is going to talk Orioles with us at the bottom of the hour, but right now let's count some dough on this Father's Day week by ourselves.
All right, S&P 500 is up today, but only ever so slightly, just up 6. Dow Jones down about 5.4. NASDAQ is up 46. Under Armour down 4 cents. And DraftKings is up 29 cents. So a little bit of an up and down day. Okay. As far as our sports topics, we'll start in Major League Baseball. The worst was assumed when Corbin Burnes left his last start with an elbow injury, and that has since come true with him heading for Tommy John surgery just a few months after signing that massive new contract. Devastating news for Arizona, to say the least, especially because, well, some of their other expected strong starting pitchers are not quite living up to that billing right now, and overall their record, not great. They're falling farther and farther out of the wild card race in the National League. Now, they do have a lot of key pieces on expiring contracts, which makes the next month plus year very interesting for them. Notable pitchers Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly, Josh Naylor and Shelby Miller also set to have expiring deals as well. Buy or sell, Bob, it's more likely that Arizona ends up being sellers rather than buyers at this year's deadline.
Let's see here. They're chasing in the division. They're still in a wild card mix. I'll soft buy. Well, like the Orioles, the next month is going to tell a big story there. I mean, they still have some talent offensively to get some things done. But, you know, you mentioned Zach Gallen. He hasn't had a monster season. And he's going to be a very attractive free agent to be and an attractive trade chip if the D-backs go that route. But I'll pump the brakes on them ready to sell just yet, but wouldn't be surprised if it becomes a reality for them.
Over to the NFL, the Commanders made some big moves to try to take that next step, but changes to the running back room were not one of them. They're rolling with Brian Robinson Jr. and Austin Eckler once again in 2025, a duo that really didn't have the best campaign last year. Jaden Daniels actually ended up leading the team in rushing yards with 890, while the two running backs I just mentioned combined for only 1,100 together. Offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury says he still has full faith in them to produce, but time will tell. Buy or sell, Bob, the Commanders cannot expect Jaden Daniels to lead them in rushing and still have sustained success.
I'll buy that 100%. And Brian Robinson looks like that guy that's always ready to break on through to the next level. Eckler's on the downside of what has been a fine career. But if Jaden Daniels is their leading rusher, that's probably going to be a bad thing for Washington this year.
Over to the NBA, the Knicks searching for a new head coach, and recent reports indicate that they've even reached out to speak with Mavericks head coach Jason Kidd. Now, since he's still under contract with Dallas, they do have to be granted permission for that to happen, and it seems unlikely the Mavs will allow it. But nonetheless, it shows New York is pulling out all the stops, maybe not so content with a retread hire. And for Kidd and his side of things, well, his current status in Dallas, that whole organization's been a roller coaster. They were a finals team just 2 years ago. Then you trade away your best player. You lose another one in Kyrie to a season-ending injury. But now you come out the other side, a chance to draft Cooper Flagg. So what kind of situation are you in if you're Jason Kidd? Buy or sell, Bob, if given permission to interview, Kidd still wouldn't leave Dallas for New York.
Oh, I think he would look at the volatility with Dolan's ownership and Leon Rose, because they change coaches, it seems, in New York like they change socks. You get Flagg, you get Davis. I mean, they got a lot of what-ifs, though, in Dallas. I mean, Kyrie's coming back from a significant knee injury. Davis, he's going to miss time, and not for load management. He'll stay in Dallas. He'll deny overture, so I'm buying that.
All right, let's see. Last topic of the day here in the NFL. Offseason not completely over, but a lot of the big moves have been made, and some teams really have not fared well at all. In a list of the five worst offseasons, NFL writer Jordan DeJani has pointed to some usual suspects here, the Browns, the Saints, where they had a disaster offseason, especially with the Derek Carr stuff. And he also threw the Dolphins in there. Hard to argue against those three, but he also included the Lions. Now, unlike those other three teams, the Lions are actual contenders. But Tajani says the loss of both of their coordinators plus two key offensive linemen has cast some doubt over their ability to repeat last season's high marks, or at the very least their 15-2 NFC leading record. Bob, are you buying or selling that Detroit had one of the worst off seasons because of what happened to the coaching side of things?
I'll sell it. They did not have an ideal off season, but it's not worse. They're still one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl here in 2025, and the coordinator lost. We saw how it affected Philadelphia a couple of years ago for that one-off, and things were kind of going all haywire for the Eagles, and then they bounced back, of course, and win the Super Bowl this past season. It's all going to be on the health of Hutchinson, who's been given clearance to perform. The Ragnow retirement kind of stunned him, even though they did draft an interior offensive lineman. In the second round of the draft, but man, they got the running backs to burn. They got wide receivers at a yin yang. The tight end room strong. They might not go 15-2, Nolan, but they're still going to be one of the best teams in the NFL. So I'm going to sell that the offseason was treacherous, like New Orleans was. And who knows? I mean, Miami still, if Tua Tagovailoa plays 17 games. You know, who knows how good they could turn out to be when it's all said. We'll come back, talk about the Orioles, circling back to the Orioles after the 2-3 trip series, shall we say, they lost to the Sacramento A's after sweeping Seattle. So Steve Molesky shares his perspective on that. We'll go to the Funhouse because we couldn't get to it last hour with Nolan. NFL lunch at 1 o'clock, American League East report at 1:15, and then Sean Devaney will talk about the NBA Finals, now tied at a game apiece, heading back to Indiana. Oklahoma City has outplayed Indiana 7 of the 8 quarters that they played this series, yet only have a tie. What's the deal with that?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here to talk about that, our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Well, let's welcome in on the Window Nation guest hotline, Steve Molesky. Steve, what's up?
Hey, Bob, how you be?
I'm doing all right, man. Appreciate the time as always. And we were talking earlier in the show. 4-2 is good for a road trip out west, and we're not diminishing the fact that they come home with a winning record, but how much of the oomph was taken out of that successful road trip by what happened yesterday, and then maybe even more particularly on Friday night against the Sacramento A's?
Well, when we saw the Orioles sweep the Mariners, people got really excited, and then we all sort of assumed, well, if they beat the Mariners, they're going to roll over the Athletics. And it didn't work out that way. So they just didn't pitch well like they have been. But here's the way I'm looking at it, Bob. I think it's a two-month sprint to try to get in contention. And over, say, you know, if you want to backdate it to when they started winning to give them a running start here, they're going to need like a 40-20 over 60 games, or a 38-22 or 37, and you know, something that would get them right around 500 at the trade deadline. And if you can do that, and we all have our doubts because of what we've seen, right? All you know, leading up to now, that might not be doable for this team, but the math is doable. So let's see if they can do it. They can. They're pitching better now. They're obviously getting some players back. It'll be big to see Westberg and Mullins in that lineup within a week or so, hopefully, knock on wood. And then let's see if they can do it. And so, you know, for me, within that two-month window, they're going to have some disappointing series like this. But obviously, they can't have too many.
Now, you talk about the 40-20, 38-22, which is, it's a high bar, given the low bar that they've set, Steve. They sit here at 12 games under 500 on June the 9th. You mentioned the reinforcements coming back from a positional player standpoint, and some, you know, need to pick up their performance rate for sure. But does the rotation have what it takes to give them, you know, quality two, three, four times through it, as opposed to what we have seen? And yeah, they really pulsed up in a positive way until the A series. I mean, is it too much to ask from the arms that they have pitching every fifth day right now to do that sort of thing?
It seems like it might be, but you just have to play it out and see. And, you know, I've heard some good things about Bradish's behind-the-scenes work, that he looks good. And, you know, we're all knocking on wood for that. Tyler Wells is in there somewhere. Trevor Rogers is still potential help. So I think the picture is better than it was, obviously, a couple weeks ago that led to Brandon Hyde getting fired. Is it good enough to do that? It seems like it's a stretch, but we're saying there's a chance.
Now, as we talk about, let's talk about a positive thing, and it's Adley Rutschman here in the month of June, where he's hitting over 400. The OPS is, you know, pushing 12. Granted, we're only not even two full weeks into the month, but what are we seeing different about Adley here? He's not as dreadful, Steve, against lefties as the entire team seems to be here this season. Why is Adley looking more like the guy that a year ago was 13 homers, grand slams, hitting over 300 on his way to start in the All-Star game?
I don't have that answer. I would have just walked up and gave it to him.
Right.
It seems like it's the ebb and flow of the season. He's in a good run right now, and he needs to, because, you know, it was getting to the point, Bob, where we were all saying, why is he still batting second? So now he fits there. 10 for 24 on the road trip, 1190 OPS. He hit a couple of home runs. He had three multi-hit games, and that's more like it. And he's got to ride that for a while now to get back to the stats that Birdland expects of him.
Talking to Orioles with Steve Molesky. Birds are off today. Detroit comes to town. Three-game series starting tomorrow night. Baltimore baseball tonight live from Pickles, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services at 5:30. Okay, Jordan Westberg comes back. All-star last year. You know, he struggled this year. I guess he was banged up, as Brandon Hyde, former manager, was saying, since the series in Toronto to open the year. We know he got plunked last year. That cost him almost 2 months. Westberg comes back. He goes where into the lineup? He goes where positionally? And I guess the other part of that question, Steve, is who leaves the party when he returns to it?
Yeah, I don't know what move they're going to make there, if it's Rivera or what they do here. But he goes at the third base. That's his spot. Jackson's at second. Gunner's between the two. And that's a really solid defensive threesome right there, by the way. And then the way he was swinging it at AAA, I mean, there's no reason to ease him in. You know, maybe they give him a day off here and there, that in that sense. But in terms of the lineup, he's one of the key hitters here. So he goes right in the middle somewhere, and let him go. I mean, he was swinging it at AAA, and so let's see if he can swing it here. And we know people put out these stats that when Westberg's been in the lineup, look at what their record is as opposed to when he's not. So it's not all about him, but he's a pretty big cog in this machine. And when the last 2 years when the Orioles were one of the highest scoring teams in baseball, he was a big part of that.
Now with Kobe Mayo getting an opportunity as Ryan Mountcastle's out and will be for at least another month or two, probably longer than that. How you saw him down on the farm, Kobe Mayo, where he was raking and the OPS was 900 or whatever, hitting 500-foot home runs. Haven't seen that yet in Baltimore, but we're seeing a pulse, Steve. And I'm not Terry Crowley or Charlie Lau, but how much more comfortable are we feeling about Mayo at the plate than we were, say, 2 weeks ago?
For me personally, decidedly so, because I question whether he should get called up after his May stats at AAA were really rough. But an injury gave him a chance, and sometimes that's how it happens. And so this is his time to run with it. He looks much more calm. He looks more settled in at the plate. The other night, was it Friday night? I forget. These games all run together for me, Bob. But there was a chance he had drilled a ball to deep center. Next time up, it was a key spot, and they pinch hit for him. And I would have let him go. I would have said, the kid finally got into one. Put him up there. And I know Gunner batted. Maybe did Gunner bat for him, maybe? And I would have batted Gunner for Mateo. We're going backwards here to Friday, I guess. But anyway, I would have let him hit. Because I think sometimes when these young guys start to get a hint of confidence, let them run with that. If it's for a day, for a week, whatever. And if they fall back, they fall back. And then you have to do something different. But anyway, he's going to play a lot. I hope almost every day, because I think what they need to find out about him. And it just looks like he's slowly trending up. So good for Mayo. He's sure waited his chance.
Steve Molesky, aside from being our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan, as you join us all the time and in studio quite often, which is great, tell everybody what else they can do to get Steve Molesky's baseball thoughts and opinions and certainly facts and stats and all that good stuff.
Bob, they can check out my Substack space, which is easy to get to, and subscribe, and I hope Birdland will, many are, at steveonbaseball.substack.com. If you go there now, I'm really proud of this feature I did on Aaron Estrada, 20 years old, switch hitter from Venezuela, has had a really good year for Aberdeen. And Bob, just to show you the jinx I am, the kid had an 800 OPS. I interview him. He goes hitless like the next 4 days. So his stats have taken a hit since I showed up to talk to him. But he's still one of the top international players. He's one of the top 21 Oriole prospects if you look at the rankings. And I really enjoyed getting to know this young man from Venezuela with interpreting help. And I profiled him today, a big feature on Aaron Estrada, steveonbaseball.substack.com. This Thursday, when I release my latest podcast, it's a long form interview with Anthony Vila, the Orioles director of player development. We're talking all aspects of the minor leagues. He was really good. So that's coming out Thursday. So a lot of good stuff at my Substack.
Steve Molesky, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your Monday, Steve, and I'll catch up with you soon.
All right, Bob, sounds good. Thanks.
You got it. Steve Molesky, everybody. We'll come back, take a trip through the Funhouse with Nolan McGraw. Vinny's going to be joining us live from One Winning Drive for NFL Lunch. We'll have the American League East report for you, and then we'll talk those NBA Finals. Sean Devaney, Heavy.com, Oklahoma City, they gacked away Game 1. They win handily in Game 2. Is this a precursor to them finishing off Indiana in short order here? And the Orioles, I mean, they have a better record, the Angels do, than the Orioles do. So we put it that way, but we'll talk more about that tomorrow as the Orioles get ready to get back in the win column, hopefully. And we'll be downtown at Pickles, and we haven't, Nolan, before we get to the Funhouse, we haven't done an outside BBT in probably 3 weeks, because last week, or 2 weeks ago, Tuesday, Wednesday, we were in because of the weather, and then the Friday game got moved up to 4 o'clock because of the storm. that was coming through. So we haven't been down mingling with our masses in quite some time. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. It's going to be 80 degrees. Bring the heat, man. Let's do it.
Yeah, and I think, what, there's a slight chance of rain tomorrow, but it doesn't look like anything crazy. I mean, look, like 30% maybe. So I think we're going to be all right.
Yeah, so we'll be down there. The Orioles will be down there. The Tigers will be down there bringing all that great stuff they've had going their way here in 2025. And, you know, hopefully the Orioles 40-20. I'll see it. 38-22. I'll see it. But you might not need to get into that. We'll get to the standings here, wild card and division, when we get to AL East. But 9 games under 500, I'm stating the obvious, sounds a lot better than 12 games under 500 where the Orioles sit in a series in which they might be the underdogs all 3 games.
Right. I mean, well, you kind of just throw the division standings out the window.
Sure.
I mean,
that's
you
New
know,
York's. Yeah.
Right. But the wild card, you like you said, 8.5 back. You were 7.5, I believe, on Friday. So it was starting to become what felt like a reality. You win 6 in a row. You're starting to see progress. You're climbing the standings ever so slightly, and then a step back. But that's kind of been the story of the Orioles season this year, when they have had a rare series win. And as of late, they've started to string them more together, but they can't sustain it. Like, they would beat the Yankees in a series earlier this year, went right back to losing. They beat a good Guardians team when they encountered them, went right back to losing. So we'll see what happens here. You're playing the best in the AL, in the Tigers.
And what did PT say? 7 at the All-Star break out of the wild card? They're 7 out at the All-Star break. They're toast.
Right.
They're trading people.
It's too late.
Too far. Not enough. See you. Wouldn't want to be. Let's go to the funhouse real quick.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Well, we'll start with this texter here who says, I still want to believe that this Orioles team is different than the one that was losing earlier in the season. I don't think a win like Saturday's would have been possible a month ago. Now there are actually signs of a fight. Very eager to see them match up against a top team like Detroit.
Yeah, just stack series wins. And you talk about the comeback win on Saturday, and that's a good point. But the frustrating thing about that was that should have been, what, 8 wins in a row? Because they should have won the Friday game, and then they went quietly yesterday. What, Gunner 2 errors, Rivera didn't get charged. Well, he did early, then he didn't. Misplayed the ball, they couldn't get hits. They 0-for-8 runners in scoring position. They still got that big giant egg that they lay from time to time. Doing it against better teams, you get it. You're just outplayed. But, you know, when you do it against the team that you were supposed to handle, and the Orioles, I thought Sagano was a lock to win the finale, and, you know, instead a guy with a 7 earned run average looked like Vida Blue for 4 innings.
Let's see, another one here from Glenn in Hamden says, has anyone considered that you may be having some false hope created here as of late? Any short-term winning will just prevent this team from doing what they should be, which is offloading expiring contracts, retooling for the future.
Well, look, and I'm not trying to throw Nolan under the bus, Nolan. I'm not the one declaring them back.
Right.
And I'm like the texter. I'm like, this is good, and they're better, but they're not back. They're not back till they're above 500, and you look at the standings, and they're in one of the wild card situations where Tampa and Toronto currently sit. So, yeah. I would hope that Mike Elias still has a finger on the pulse better than we do as people who observe and, you know, are diehard fans, but observers nonetheless, in regards to what the real ceiling for this team might be.
Right. And as I said earlier, I think once we get to that point where we're talking about definitively selling or buying, you'll know. There will not be anything left up in the air. There will be a definitive answer as to what this team is doing.
They're 1-5 on this homestand. That's going to be probably your loud proclamation of, so we're done.
Now, maybe a revision here.
Okay.
If I could waffle a little bit. I didn't want to waffle earlier in the show. I'm standing by, the Orioles are back. But if they're not back, they're better than just better. They're different. How about that? The Orioles are just, they're different. This is a different team.
All right, let me ask you this.
That's kind of lame.
To that point, and you are waffling. We want some syrup on that thing. If you look, standings aside, look at the American League and you tell me if the Orioles are, air quotes, back, how many teams they're really better than that you have confidence that they can surpass. Because right now there's only two teams below them, and they just lost two out of three.
I was going to say, you can't even say the A's. Yeah. But yeah, look, it's tough. I mean, you're going to see some head-to-heads here. You'll see them against Tampa. You'll see them against the Rangers, the Angels. So maybe a more clear picture here in the next couple weeks. But I think at the very least, you're watching this team right now, even in losses. They have a different feel about them. I think even yesterday, maybe it was delusion on my part. But when they were down 4-1, 5-1, just felt like, all right, they're not out of this. They have a shot. After what we saw on Saturday, after what you saw against Seattle, late comebacks, this is a team that isn't just rolling over as soon as they find themselves in a deficit.
Okay.
So,
all right, just take care of your business tomorrow. I guess Povich is pitching. I don't think the Orioles have announced who tomorrow's starting pitcher could be. But you look at the standings. We'll get more in depth next hour. They're 4.5 behind Boston. Boston's in fourth place, but Boston has got a positive run differential. The Orioles still have one of the worst run differentials in Major League Baseball, and that's because of the dreadful April and May that they went through. So there's still a ton of work left to be done. And Steve Molesky just said 40-20 to even get you like barely above 500 and in the wild card mix. Now you get in the wild card mix, then hey, all bets are off. I mean, you saw the playoffs last couple of years with teams that kind of rolled through that wild card to some fun stuff in October. But 40-20, I don't see them, and I'm wrong a lot, everybody, as you know. I don't see 40-20 at any point for this team. But then again, I hope I'm wrong with that one. We'll come back. Vinny's going to be joining us live from One Winning Drive, OTAs, NFL Lunch Style, American League East Report. More of that discussion we just got into with the Birds. And then Sean Devaney, Heavy.com, talking about the NBA Finals, tied at a game apiece. But did Oklahoma City really show Indiana what time it is last night?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.